There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We were talking to Sanood Sharif earlier on. One of the largest orders in the history of commercial aviation signed at the air show today. Nearly $50 billion. 430 planes is the number that figure covers. It was made by a private equity firm, Indigo Partners, for the Airbus single aisle A320 and A321 Neo jets. Four different carriers are going to be using the planes. Frontier Airlines in the US, Mexico's Volaris, Wizz Air of Hungary, and a newcomer, JetSmart of Chile. Jeffrey Thomas is the MD and editor-in-chief of AirlineRatings.com. He's been following the developments.
They're all ultra-low-cost airlines, very successful. They offer a very basic service, but do it very well. And so the model has been well-refined over many years. The Indigo Partners Group has been very successful in the low-cost airline market, particularly the ultra-low-cost. So really no surprises there, because that's where a lot of the growth is coming from, is the low-cost area of the market.
Now, at this stage, it's still an MOU, a memorandum of understanding, but analysts have said that the track record of Indigo Partners, who have made the commitment, is good. They're also upbeat about prospects of the four carriers that will be using the new aircraft. Now, it's a massive order, a sign of further confidence in the low-cost, no-frills travel model. Here's Jeffrey Thomas again, his take on whether the full order will materialise or not.
This is a memorandum of understanding to complete the transactions. However, in the case of Indigo Partners, their track record is very good. The airlines are very sound. Spread amongst four airlines, the 400 aeroplanes, in fact, is not really a lot. It would be a lot for one airline, but not for four airlines and not four successful. So I do expect all of these orders to materialise into concrete contracts over the next few months. But certainly there are orders from time to time, particularly for carriers in India, that have not materialised the way that we expected them to. And they start off as memorandums of understanding, and then they drift, and they're never really finalised.
Good sign for the low-cost airlines model. Good positive headline from the Dubai Air Show as well. One of the largest air orders in the history of commercial aviation signed at Dubai Air Show today. Nearly $50 billion, 430 planes made by private equity firm Indigo Partners for Airbus single aisle A320, A321 Neo jets. One story that we've been looking at today.
Yes, another story that we're looking at is about Abu Dhabi's petrol station chain ADNOC. They've confirmed it will open its first branches in Dubai. Earlier this week, the company announced to list a minority stake of its distribution wing on the Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange. The fuel company is also looking to expand operations beyond UAE borders, including in Saudi Arabia. Speaking exclusively to the Business Breakfast, ADNOC Distribution's deputy CEO John Carey said Dubai will remain the focus for 2018.
We feel we have a major role to play in the future of Dubai. We've already identified two sites to open in 2018, but there are many more opportunities, and there are many more opportunities we will take to grow in the Dubai area.
And that's John Carey, the CEO of ADNOC. He's a distribution's deputy CEO, and they're saying their sights are firmly set on opening petrol stations here in Dubai. Also, we're looking at some of the stories making the headlines on the ARN News Centre app.
In the news on the ARN News Centre app.
So Naomi Francis looks after the ARN News Centre app. She's here to tell us what's popular on the site today.
Today our big story is about how a street stretching from Cornish Road to Al Mina in Abu Dhabi will be temporarily closed for 3 weeks to carry out maintenance work. The second story is about how the Jebel Jais recorded 9.9 degrees Celsius, hinting that winter is finally here. And there's also rain forecast for some parts of the UAE this weekend.
And what's popular on social media today?
And on social media, we've uploaded a video that emphasises that a child's safety rests squarely on the parents and guardians.
Thanks very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.